Your taxes hold the key.
Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ implemented the third phase of its mandatory e-filing of tax returns on January 1, 2017. The group now being mandated to e-file their GCT returns are medium taxpayers who are classified by annual sales of $150 million to $1 billion, annual tax payments of $30 million to $500 million. This will be done via the Jamaica Tax Portal at jamaicatax.gov.jm in this phase. The change now requires this group of taxpayers to file their monthly GCT returns online and will take effect in January 2017 when the December 2016 return is due. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we'll tell you all you need to know before donating blood. Blood. It flows through each of us, enabling our organs to function and anything involving human life to take place. Blood itself is in high demand from delivering babies, surgeries, accident and emergency patients, and others in need for various reasons. There are four main blood types, A, B, AB, and O, with AB being the universal recipient and O negative being the universal donor. A single donation is one unit of blood, or one pint of blood, and can help save as many as three lives. Blood itself cannot be manufactured and is a living, perishable liquid. Blood centers can store red blood cell donations for up to 35 days. Blood platelet donations, the component that helps blood to clot, lasts for only 5 days. To ensure that our body supply is prepared to meet all needs, the National Blood Transfusion Service encourages donors to give regularly, particularly in the summer when demand is high and donors are scarce. There is no substitute for human blood. And if all blood donors gave 2 to 4 times a year, not just when a relative is in need, it would help prevent blood shortages. Blood donation saves lives. And in Jamaica, in order to have adequate blood supply, more than 100 people would have to donate daily. Before donating blood, it is best to get a good night's sleep and eat healthy, drinking lots of fluid and avoiding nicotine for at least an hour before donating. For persons on medication, most including those for diabetes, high blood pressure, and birth control, are acceptable. Persons also must wait until they have fully recovered from surgery or an illness before donating. The actual blood donation would take about 5 to 10 minutes, but a potential donor would need to allow about 30 to 45 minutes for the entire process. Blood donation is a simple 4-step process: registration, medical history and a mini physical, donation and refreshments. Persons may have hang-ups about blood donation, such as the fear of contracting illnesses. However, blood is drawn with a sterile needle that's used only once. After donation, the staff will dispose of the blood collection equipment appropriately. Donors must drink plenty of fluids after donating and avoid nicotine for 1 hour and alcohol and caffeine for the rest of the day if possible. For additional questions regarding eligibility, please call the National Blood Transfusion Service at 922 5181-5. If you are interested in donating blood, then come out to the Jamaica Information Service Blood Drive on Tuesday, February 7, between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. For further details or to sign up, call 926-359024 or send an email to radio@jis.gov.jm. That's it for Get the Facts this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.